everyone, and welcome to another voice note from the FPL family. This time it's with me, Sam, and we're going to talk about my beloved Spurs. Now, what a couple of weeks it has been for Spurs. Game week 28 obviously seemed to be going quite well, playing, you know, positively against Southampton, ended up throwing it away in a 3-3 draw. At the end of that match, Conte, well, he had what can only be described as an outburst. And that left the situation at Spurs, for me anyway, feeling like his position was untenable, that he couldn't continue as the coach there. And I was kind of expecting that right at the start of this international break, we might see a parting of ways between Spurs and Conte. As it happened, Spurs being Spurs, that didn't happen. It took a long time for that decision to kind of finally be made. There were obviously conversations happening behind the scenes. Conte was away in Italy. Stellini and Ryan Mason were in charge of the players that were left behind at the club. They were the ones doing the coaching. And of course, a lot of the players out on international duty, not helped by Emerson Royale's injury whilst away on international duty, that now means that he's had surgery and is, well, I'll be surprised if we see him, you know, before the end of the season. I think at the moment they're sort of saying maybe 6 weeks, but that takes us quite close to the end of the season. So whether we'll see him back in time, who knows? But we did eventually see the Spurs made the decision to remove Conte from his job. They have appointed Stellini as the interim coach. He'll be acting coach at Spurs until the end of the season, with Ryan Mason acting as his assistant. Now, my feelings on this are positive, actually. I think Under Stellini in the past, we've seen Spurs do incredibly well. Obviously, you know, Conte's missed a fair few games this season through various things that have happened. The first one being the Champions League game back in November when we played Marseille. Spurs won that game 1-2-1. It was away from home. It was actually one of our best performances in the Champions League. He then followed that up when he was in charge throughout February with a win against Man City, a win against West Ham and a win against Chelsea. So those first four matches that Stellini was in charge, we did see a bit of bounce from Spurs and we did see some really good performances from them. Now, obviously, it didn't end so well. The last two matches that he was in charge resulted in us going out of the FA Cup to Sheffield United when they beat us 1-0. Although, really, we shouldn't have been losing that game. We had plenty of opportunities to win that one. And then the game against Wolves, again, another game where, you know, I think we hit the bar twice in that one. We had all of the possession, all of the opportunity, and Wolves smashed and grabbed it right at the end of the game. So those last two, you know, a bit disappointing. Now, I think what we're going to see now is how far was Stellini and Mason when they were in charge at that point, following through on what they were being told by Conte, and how far were they making those decisions for themselves? Because they were quite clear when they were in charge for these matches that it was Conte that was kind of making the decisions with them, that they were in constant communication with him, that they were constantly thinking about, you know, what's Conte's preferred formation, what would Conte be doing in this situation, and speaking to him about that. So we're yet to really see what a Stellini Spurs will look like. Will it still look similar to Conte Spurs? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But we've got 10 game weeks to go till the end of the season. 10 game weeks to secure Champions League football for the 23-24 season, or at least, if not Champions League, some form of European football for next season. Now, all of that's been going on in the background. We've seen the managerial position sorted to some extent. Obviously, now Spurs have got to go in the hunt for a new manager, whether that's Nagelsmann, whether that's Pochettino, whether that's somebody else entirely, remains to be seen. But that is something that Spurs have kind of given themselves some time over, because they have put Stellini in charge until the end of the season. And Spurs have done this in the past, right, when they appointed Mason in charge until the end of the season previously. So we have seen Spurs do this before. Add to that what's happened this week with the situation with the managing director. And I think we are looking at an interesting time at Spurs. Obviously, Fabio Paratici, he arrived in June of 2021. He's been the managing director since. He's had a big impact in terms of the players that have come in, the players that we've been attracting. And obviously, he was a big player in the decision to get rid of Conte. In January, he received the ban from Italian football for all the situation with the false accountancy stuff that was happening when he was in Juventus. So banned from Italian football. This week, that ban has been made European, right? So we are now in a situation, and it was fascinating from a Spurs perspective, because on Wednesday evening, Paratici did a video on the Spurs channels talking about why the situation had happened with Conte, why they made the decision when they did, and what that might mean. Within 12 hours, he'd then been told, you're on a European-wide global ban from football. So effectively now cannot do his job at Spurs. Spurs have come out and said that they're seeking clarification from FIFA on this because they haven't been told. They weren't told. There was no notice given that this was going to happen. And so if this does, you know, stick, he's appealed it, Juventus have appealed it. I would expect that Spurs will probably also do the same. That we could have a situation where obviously that's an issue at Spurs also. Now, Spurs have been very clear. They've issued a statement. They've talked about how they've issued some requests to kind of get some clarity on what's happening because they weren't given any notice and they need to understand what this extension means. And what it means for them as a club in terms of his position. So at the moment, Spurs are in, well, yet again, Spurs are in a turbulent period of time where we've got no permanent men's coach. From a women's perspective, we've also got no permanent women's coach. We have got a managing director who at the moment is banned from football, so cannot do his job either. And he would have had a big part to play in appointing whoever comes in as the new manager for the next season. And then, of course, you've got the situation surrounding injuries. We've got, as I mentioned before, Royale getting injured over international break, needing surgery. We've still got Bentancur out with his major injury, which is going to keep him out for the rest of the season. Even Perisic went off in the game that he last played. So we have got some situations at Spurs right now. My feeling personally is that we'll see some bounce from them this weekend. They've got a game against Everton. Harry Kane is going to be coming into that in a really positive mindset on the back of becoming England's highest scoring goal scorer. So he's going to be coming in positively from that perspective. He's also announced that he's expecting his fourth baby. So we're going to have probably some real bounce from him. Sonny went away on international break with South Korea and also performed really well under Klinsmann, who's the manager there now. So we had some really nice performances, some good performances from some of our key assets away with their countries. Hopefully they bring that form back and we can kind of beat Everton at the weekend and that will lift the spirits. I'm not worried at all about Stellini and Mason being in charge between now and the end of the season. They will do a good job. I think Ryan Mason in particular is going to be an incredible football manager the further on in his career he gets. By the way, he's imminently due his third baby, probably in the next couple of weeks. That one should arrive. So, you know, he's obviously got his hands full at the moment too. But I think the situation at Spurs, at least they've done the appointment. They're not rushing the new manager. They've got to sort out the Paratici situation and hope that they can resolve that in one way or another quickly and effectively so that the hunt for the new manager can push forward, meaning that he's in place for pre-season and to really kind of push through next season. Hopefully, with European football secured by Stellini and Mason at the back end of this season. My thoughts on Spurs, if you have Kane, you hold. Pedro Porro maybe becomes an option because of the Emerson Royale injury, and the fixtures are okay, but I don't think you're going to do that with Spurs having a single game week this week. So hold on to your Spurs player if you have them for game week 29. Let's see how they get on against Everton. And then maybe, depending upon what kind of Spurs we see at the weekend, you might think about going for somebody like Porro as a differential going into the final 9 game weeks of the season. But I think we'd want to see something from Spurs. We'd want to see some bounce from Spurs against Everton. Thanks for listening to this voice note, guys. I'll catch you soon.